We got RD. Russell Dickerson is in the flesh.
Yeah, boy.
I want to start this interview out by saying two numbers.
Ooh.
1738.
Yeah, baby.
Do it.
I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. See you over here.
If you don't know, this is how Russell Dickerson went viral lately, right?
Yeah, dude.
Have you heard from Fetty Wap?
Not personally.
His people?
People been talking to people, yeah.
Is there something in the works?
We're trying, dude. Okay. We're cooking. We're cooking and pushing and trying and striving.
Is this for a TikTok collab or an actual song?
We're shooting for the moon here. We're trying to get a feature.
Wow.
Yeah, we're trying. We're working. We're, yeah.
Well, y'all, you need to do it for one of y'all is back in jail.
One of y'all. That's fair enough. That's fair enough, actually.
All right, so you're here because I want to talk about Boat.
Yeah.
Tell me about the story of Boat.
Oh, man. I don't even know. I think I don't think this was my title, but it was like, you know, they say goat. But like Boat's kind of cool, like summery, like how do we make this like a summery jam? But like without making it cheesy of like, we're on a boat and you're the boat and boob-a-doop, you know? So it's one of my favorites though. It's one of my favorite songs in a long time. It's just like, it's chill, it's swaggy, it's like laid back, beachy vibes, boat vibes. It's boat vibes without being like overly boaty. Nah, me.
I think I get that. That's a lot of boats getting thrown around. Wait, yeah. So did you actually go to the beach to record this?
No.
What's going on at the beach?
I mean, we recorded all the footage there, yeah.
Okay.
So we had these, and we went down to, like, Rosemary area, and, dude, we had, like, one of the most perfect sunsets ever while we were shooting all this stuff. So, like, there's a song called Spring Break on there and the footage from that. And the cover of the Worth Your Wild EP is like one of the craziest pictures I've ever seen. It's like I'm fully dressed on a float in the ocean while the sun's setting behind me. You know what I mean? It was just like, it was sick.
That's goat on a boat.
Goat on a boat. That's on a float.
Dude.
Son. What?
Wow. Now, do you have like a calendar that keeps like a writing schedule or like a TikTok schedule, or do you just do your TikToks at random?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's like a, you know, the social team has a schedule, but I'm like, I'll just throw stuff randomly. And that's usually the stuff that pops, you know, like Kaylee posted the Fetty Wap and that was like so more viral than anything we've ever had. I'm honestly curious. Last time I checked, it was like 20 mil on TikTok.
Now, as you're I know it's like funny because you're like, this is more than any of my music has ever done.
Does that
bother you at all, or are you accepting?
Whatever. I don't know. Like, yeah, like part of it, yeah, is frustrating because I'm like, what if I posted music and it went this viral? That'd be cool, guys. Maybe you should check it out. But then on the other side, it's like, at least 20 million people have.
They know your name.
You know,
now.
Seen
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait to see what it's
like. Oh, I'm on Edge Network down here. Oh, wait, no, I'm not. What do we got? Where are we at right now? Yeah, 20.4.
Wow. Is there an example of a TikTok concept that you did that went way wrong and y'all just never put it out?
Oh, my. My drafts are full of them, brother.
give me the best one.
I don't
the
know.
Best,
it's just,
worst.
It's just like, I don't know, like a dance or, you know, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely learn that dance. Definitely will not. You know what I mean? It's just like, I'm trying to think of other ones, but like, yeah, it's usually like some stupid dance that I'm like, yeah, we should totally learn that. And like, there's no way this is happening. No, we got kids, bro. I'm not going to spend 2.5 hours trying to get this TikTok.
I want to know, like, why you don't, I just realized this. I was reading an interview. You don't have any breakup songs.
Mm.
Is that for real?
I mean, I do. I have a few, but no, I don't. I have an abnormally low amount, I'd say.
Okay. Do you not like breakup songs, or do you just not like you doing them?
I guess maybe just me doing them. Cause like my last breakup was like in college, and it just feels weird to like harp on.
Dude.
You're like, wow, man. Yeah. I'm still tore up over it. If I'm really writing honest music, like I'm not still tore up about my college girlfriend.
I appreciate that. I can actually relate. Cause like on the radio, I've been married for like 15, I don't even know. But on the radio, the only ex I have to refer to is some girl named Rhonda from 2003.
Rhonda?
Yeah.
What did Rhonda do? Was she a hairdresser?
Yes.
Nuh-uh.
I don't know if she still is, but yes.
Oh, damn.
Fiery
dude.
Redhead broke up with me on Valentine's Day.
Nice.
Through the mail, because we were long distance at the time, because I moved to Idaho to do radio, and she was in North Carolina.
Dang, dude.
Came out for Thanksgiving, didn't even want turkey, made me make her tuna fish with mustard.
Girl, girl. Rhonda, we love you, but y'all wasn't it.
But see, I can't make a song about that, so I understand what you're saying. It makes sense. I appreciate that.
I think it's weird.
When you hear a devastating love song, do you get teary-eyed, or are you just not phased by any love song?
Yeah, no, that's not. What gets me is like the emotion, the real raw emotional stuff of like, you know, being a dad or like, I mean, love songs, bro. I mean, like maybe that's why I write them, is like I feel them the most, and that's like my. I don't know, whatever draws me to that. But yeah, like, I don't know if I've ever cried at a goodbye song.
Who gets to see? So like the music you put out, like it's a spring break song, songs and stuff. Who gets to see? Is there like a other side to Russell that we don't know about? Like where you're not as confident, or is that for
maybe
your wife?
Yeah, probably my wife.
Okay.
You know, it's not everybody's that way. I don't think there's anybody who's not. But I was going more so the side of like the other side is Fetty Wap. The other side of me is actual 1738.
But like, what's the last thing you really got pissed at? Like something? Do you get pissed at dumb stuff like dishwashers and?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so
of course my kids freaking. Yeah, dude. Absolutely.
What are the kids up to? What are they pissing
Man,
you off?
They're just getting... It's like the house... Like, we have house cleaners. And, like, as soon as the house is, like, finally to a decent spot, bro, 10 minutes later, they're just like, oh, one drops a whole thing of chocolate milk. Other dude's just dumping out toys and throwing stuff and breaking this. And you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, man. And like with the chaos of our lives and the overstimulation and the, you know, with everything that we do, I'm just like, man, I would really love it if this was not going on right now. And I just, sometimes I get a little spicy on them.
That's fair.
But it's not their fault. They're just kids.
Speaking of kids, are your neighbors with Thomas Rhett, kind of?
Yeah.
Have you seen the new kid yet?
I've not. No, we haven't been to visit yet.
Okay.
But
did you send a text?
Yeah, we've been texting, but we got some baby gifts for him. We ordered some baby gifts, so we'll go run him over there.
What'd you get him?
Well, what if he sees this,
We'll hold it.
Oh, no. I mean, just like little baby Carhartt and like little duck hunting stuff and little, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Little cute little baby things.
What's your congratulations text look like to Russell? Like
to Thomas?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Is it like, congrats, dude? Or do you get like down deep into the woods? Like, man, I just knew it was going to be a boy this time.
Yeah. It was very short. So I knew they were going in. And I was just like, is it happening? All caps. Is it happening? ? And then he didn't hit me back, which is fine. They were going to have a baby. And then a day and a half later, I was just like, all caps, obviously, with 20 exclamation points. Yes. Congrats, bro.
says you're hitting back yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
He
hit me back right then. He said, ha 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 ha. I can't believe it. Cannot believe it. I can't either. They had a boy.
That's awesome. Finally. I know. You think they're done or who knows?
Even if they say it, you can't trust that.
Yeah.
You can't.
You're going to C2C pretty soon?
In like a week, yeah.
What's your favorite part about traveling over like in England and Ireland?
I love the pubs. I love the pub, man. The vibes over there, people are, I don't know, it's more social. It's more like we're all here, especially if there's like some kind of game on or something. It's like everybody is united. And I mean, I guess people do that here. What else do we love? Honestly, I just like walking around, seeing different neighborhoods.
That's cool.
You know, like just go seeing like historical spots that like, because I mean, it's old over there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I've never been there, but
it's old. Yeah. And so it's just fun to see all these like crazy historical monuments and buildings and all that stuff.
Are you bringing the whole squad?
No.
Okay. This is just exclusive.
This is RD and KD exclusive. She's coming over. And then we're going to go like coast to Spain for a couple days after.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What's that it's like? Gonna be
lit. I don't know. I've never been. It looks beautiful online.
Keith Urban is headlining those shows.
Yeah, baby.
What does Keith do on stage that's so rare?
Everything. I mean, shred while he's singing. It's so hard to do. But I've been working on my guitar skills. And that was one of my goals this year, was like, I got to play more guitar. I used to play guitar on like every song, every solo, even on my records. Like I played almost like on my first three singles, I played the guitar solo on it.
Oh,
you know what I mean? So it's like, I take that back, 2 out of 3. But yeah, so anyways, he's like my hero in general, but like also a guitar hero. Like his guitar playing is exactly what I wish I could express. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's not just he's really good. It's like his style, his just like entertainment factor while he's shredding is just wild.
Are you guys going to get to talk music in between?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so.
All right.
Yeah. My goal is to come out and play a solo on one of his songs.
That would be sick. Well, let's manifest it.
Come on.
I don't know if you know Dasha.
Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah, she's coming on tour.
Oh, yes. That's okay. I should know that. She was here yesterday.
Oh, sick.
And we asked her to ask you some questions.
Oh, God.
It got a little weird.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if you're ready to.
Does he? Okay. One, can he line dance?
Ish. Line dance ish.
Or break dance. Or dance. Is he a dancer?
Dance. What was the third one?
Just break dance or dance at all.
Oh, yeah. For sure can dance.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We got more.
Two. Does he like elevated surfaces and dancing on them?
I don't know, dude. I mean,
if a stage counts, then yes.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Okay.
And three. Does he like doing shoeies?
Oof. I don't think there's anything that would make me vomit faster.
That's what I was trying to tell her, and she was like telling me to man up and like.
Did she do one?
Not in here, but she does them all the time, apparently. So she
is she from Australia?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I could get there.
Okay, that's all the things.
The fans just told me to ask. You got to ask them those questions now.
She was all over the place, man. You're going to be in for a treat.
Yeah. Her boots are working.
And real quick, who said these quotes? Dream big, work hard, and stay humble.
George Strait.
You did.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I did say that, didn't I?
Who said, God's timing is everything?
Me.
You did.
Yeah.
And there was another one that I really love, man. It's crazy what happens when you don't give up.
Jim Carrey, favorite quote of his.
But you
I'm
said
just kidding,
it. No, that's it. But
it's amazing what happens when you don't give up.
Yeah, I feel like these are good examples of you being a father.
Yeah,
and, you know, telling these future country artists what's up.
Do you think anybody has that tattooed on them anywhere? Any of those?
For sure. If they don't, they're missing out.
God's timing is everything,
dude. I'll put them all three together
with like eagle wings.
Yeah, a big phoenix.
Yeah.
What's next for you after you get back home?
We got Europe. We'll be back, and then dude, we kick off the WrestleMania tour in in probably 2 weeks after that. So it's like,
I love it.
It's time for WrestleMania, baby.
I love it.
Dasha will be there. Nico Moon will be there.
Dude, are you just gonna always? I just keep calling it WrestleMania.
Yeah. Why not?
Best name
WrestleMania
ever.
26, and 27.
They haven't called you and tried to stop you. WWE.
No,
that's awesome.
I mean, they're. But what if you called it like Greg Mania? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they going to call Greg Mania just because my name sounds like wrestle? I mean, I think it's free publicity for them in general. I mean, everything is wrestling themed. Hulk Hogan sent us a video, RIP.
Yeah.
You know, we're promoting the culture of wrestling, you know, and it's all love, obviously. It's like, so.
Awesome. Baby.
Yeah, baby.
Well, thanks for coming by, man.
Of course, dude. Thank you.
All right, let's bring in Billy Dukes from behind the camera to talk about this interview here with Russell D.
Russell's a lot of fun. What was the one thing you really wanted to know from him going into this interview?
You know, I wanted to know more about how he felt. I think it really bothered him that he had that viral video that got 20 million views because that his songs don't get that many views. He's talked about it a few times I've seen. And he's joked about it. I kind of wanted to see how he really felt about it.
I wonder, because I'm sure Russell's social media accounts, Instagram, Facebook, have you, I'm sure like they're monetized, right? Like he gets a little snippet for the ads they sell on that, but is his wife's. So that was a video that was on his wife's channel. So is he getting a little bit of kickback there in the family? Is it staying in the family, I guess, is what I'm wondering.
Oh, definitely. Where else is it going? That's how they just bought their new hot tub. He was flexing that he got a new hot tub by the beach or something. Although, I don't know if that was an Airbnb. He was saying he got a new hot tub, but what I've learned with Russell is that it's kind of like you never know. you never know what you're going to. He's always joking around.
You think Russell makes up things for the sake of entertainment? Is that...
That's possible. I mean, if you've been following along on his social media, the hot tub thing has been a saga. They first started out with an inflatable hot tub. I think they bought it at Costco, and then they upgraded to a new hot tub while they were at the beach. That's what's throwing me off, is I'm not sure if he owns that beach house that he was talking about, where he said that they were down filming, or... if he was renting it. That's what I can't tell.
I bet you he owns a house down there. Like, maybe he doesn't own it clean. Maybe he's still making payments. Because those are pretty... What is he down there? Like 30A?
I have no idea where he's at.
Probably. That's where people go. 30A, Destin. In that area, there's a lot of country artists kind of... Because you can get there in a pretty easy drive or a quick flight from Nashville. So, he probably owns.
Okay.
I would think. He's written a lot of songs. So he's got
some chatter, and he's a lot smarter than he leads on. And not saying that he doesn't lead on that he's smart, but when you look at his stats, he graduated from Belmont University, which is a pretty big deal, in 4 years. He wasn't on the 5-year plan, and he just was like, "Yeah, I'm going to stay in Nashville while I'm here and just do country music." And look at him. Like, he's doing it.
And I think, too, the thing with Russell is, like, he had to grind for a while before he kind of got that success. So it's not like he was just going to take that first paycheck and go blow it on something stupid or, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's probably a pretty smart. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's not. But I feel like he's probably pretty smart with his money.
Yeah, and I know he's friends with, like, I noticed in the interview when we were talking about the song Boat, he started to say that Chase, he said, I don't know if Chase or something like that, and I was thinking if he was talking about Chase Rice, Because I know that they're all friends, like Flora Georgia Line, Russell Dickerson. Are they writing together?
I'll look here. I bet you it's not him. I bet you there's a guy named Chase McGill, which, as I say, it kind of sounds like a fake name, but that's his real name. I bet you that's who he wrote with. Let's see here. Russell Hughes. Yep, that's what I was right. Chase McGill, Matt Dragstrom,
wow.
Russell, and Steph Jones are the writers of Boat.
Wow, look at you pulling out the Chase McGill. Yeah, that sounded like a Breaking Bad name or something.
Summer EPs make a lot of sense for Russell Dickerson, though. I don't know. He's been, like, one of my favorite artists to follow, like, since we started doing this, because, like, he's found some success in various ways, but then, like, had these little viral moments off the radio. But then he had a really big song with Happens to Me, and now he's trying to kind of follow that up. It seems like he's always sort of working. Nothing's really come easy for him, but he's maintained a really positive approach and kept growing. I don't know. He's just sort of like a very relatable artist in that way, because that's how I think everybody's career is. Like, in like anybody's career, you get that huge opportunity. Like, it takes a lot of hustle and hard work on the front end of that.
I tell you a funny Russell story. For the first time I ever interviewed him was when I first came to Nashville in 2019 at the CMA Awards on the red carpet deal. And you get 5 minutes during those interviews. And I don't know, I was just meeting a lot of these guys in country music. And when Russell came through, when he left, I thought, I was like, is this guy making fun of me? Like, because he was like, what's up, dude? What are you doing, man? You know, and everybody else was just like, hey. And I was like, what is going on here? Is this guy for real? And then, you know, over the years, it turns out that's him. That's Russell Dickerson. It just took me a little while to figure that out.
Yeah, that's her big energy. It is big energy. Every single
time.
Yeah,
he's got some big energy for sure.
So I have to ask a little more, because one of the more interesting parts of this interview to me was, by the way, great conversation and great question about why he doesn't record breakup songs. But that got you talking about an ex in your life named Rhonda. And I do sort of wonder if you got to thinking about where Rhonda is, or maybe even if your wife was like, oh, so Rhonda's still on your mind. Like, what was the in-house reaction to Rhonda mention, do you think?
Well, here's the thing, is that Rhonda still follows me on social media.
Oh, all right.
We're not friends. We just haven't talked, you know, in like two decades or maybe less than that, but she has been, she was one of my like first serious girlfriends. So she has been, she probably has no idea, but I mean, I've been on the radio in multiple cities. I've moved around and she's just been the butt of a lot of ex jokes and stories and just for decades. So I don't know if she knows that, and I'm hoping that Rhonda doesn't, but I do, we do keep, I don't know if we keep in touch. She follows me or whatever. So she, you know, she knows I'm married and have kids and stuff. My wife doesn't care. There's one, God, I don't want to say, there's another ex that my wife like knows about from before Rhonda. But she follows me too.
Oh.
So I don't want to, you know, I don't know.
I'm kind of in a similar situation with some of my exes where, like, when Facebook just started, like, I was accepting everybody's friendships. And these are like high school, like, type relationships, you know, people I haven't talked to in like 30 years. And one of them is kind of like the butt of a lot of jokes back when I would do radio. Like,
It's so relatable. It's so funny. It's just the whole radio podcast world, you know, and it goes the same with artists and musicians. Like Russell was saying, he just doesn't do it. But, you know, you can refer back to your old relationships, and that's what makes your content. You know, sometimes you just, like, I can still put myself in that place, you know, like when Rhonda told me that she didn't want to be with me anymore, she was in North Carolina, I was in Idaho, and she mailed me my Valentine's present. And then right after I opened it to call her, to thank her, to talk about it, she told me that we needed to break up.
It helps that her name's Rhonda, because if her name was just like Sarah or Lisa, like, I don't think the joke is as funny.
I know, and she was redhead. She's alive.
Redhead Rhonda, yeah.
Yeah, she's a redhead hairdresser, Rhonda. She's feisty. I was always in trouble. I don't know. I almost proposed to her. My mom talked me out of it.
That's funny. I had a redhead that I almost proposed to as well that I don't really talk about. I had this running joke when I did Radio 2 that, like, I would always joke about how my sister was, like, a drinker. Like, you know, that was kind of like my gag. Like, you know, my sister, a bit of a drinker. That kind of thing.
Okay.
And she was. Yeah. I mean, she wasn't really. Like, you know, just normal, like, average 20-something-year-old. But I didn't know she was, like, driving through town one day. She was going from Detroit to Chicago where she lived, and she tuned me in, and she heard, like, one of my jokes. And I was like, weird.
That's the worst.
Crazy. That's the worst. I got called out. I'm like,
Oh, man. I'm dreading a day that Rhonda's like, hey, I heard... Yeah, I mean, now I don't know. This could be...
Conversely, I'm very much looking forward to that day for, like, future
content. This could be one of... Because I know she's a country music fan before I was, and she still is, and that's kind of why she follows me. I don't know. She's probably going to end up watching the interview, so I don't know. We'll see. So if she doesn't say anything, I'll keep using the story, but... This could be the end of the story, because if she contacts me after decades and is like, why are you still talking about me? I'll be like, huh?
So the last thing I have on Russell is I did not know he was such a talented guitarist. And he's kind of selling himself here a little bit, like he can get on stage with Keith Urban. I tend to believe it because there's artists like that. Randy Houser is another one who can really shred. You just never see it. I'm excited to see if Russell does get that opportunity or maybe on future albums. And concerts really gets an opportunity to show off a little bit. I think that'd be a cool way to sort of pivot mid-career to kind of show off.
That would be
skill.
Sweet. Yeah. And I'm hoping that Russell dropped that little tidbit and tried to manifest it. Maybe Keith will hear about it and let him up on stage. And God bless you, Russell. Don't mess it up. All right, should I end it on that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, great. Hey, coming up next week, Joe DiMassina is stopping by. Also, Paul Coffin's going to be on there as well. And then the week after that, we have Dasha. We've got Aaron Watson coming by. A stacked lineup here. Go ahead and subscribe, like, and comment, all that. Whatever else you can do to keep us on your radar. Taste of Country Nights on demand.